Welcome to the NBC Universal Audio Conferencing System. Please enter your 7-digit access code, followed by the pound key.
Thank you. Please stand by. If you are the chairperson, press the star key now. Your conference will begin when the chairperson arrives. Please wait. You will now be placed into conference.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, everyone. This is Kristen from the PR department. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Hey, awesome. Well. Thanks so much for joining this call on such short notice. You got the go-ahead system late Friday, so we're glad that you guys could join. I have them on the other line, so I'm just going to hit conference, and then we'll do a quick roll call, and then we'll get started, okay?
Great.
All right. Sounds good.
Hold on. Well, in fact, let me do the roll call now. I have Diario Las Americas, Vivian on the line.
Right here.
All right. Hal from Orlando Sentinel. Okay. HHNRumors.com.
Here.
Okay. Horror Night Nightmares.
We're here.
Great. Ideology of Madness.
I'm here.
Great. Scream Chasers. Okay. Behind the Thrills. Okay, DestinationThemePark.com.
We are here.
Okay, Orlando Examiner.
I am here.
Okay, great. And Theme Park Insider.
Here.
Was that a here for Theme Park Insider?
Not here.
Okay, great. So I'll just Behind the Thrills. And then Scream Chasers. And Orlando Sentinel. All right. Okay, great. Let me get them on the line, Steve and Dave. One second. All right, Steve, Dave, you guys there?
All right, yeah.
Okay, we have some media on the line to talk to you about your upcoming visit to Halloween Horror Nights on Thursday, as well as ask you any questions. So let me just put you on speaker.
All right.
You guys there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let me, one second, and we'll start. All right, so here we go. Do you, Steve and Dave, do you guys have anything you want to say to kind of open it up, or are you just going to start with questions?
I think questions are okay, but thanks for everybody that wants to chat with us. And
absolutely.
Yeah, we're excited to get down to Halloween Horror Nights. So
it's awesome.
Think,
how exactly is it going to work?
How is it going to work?
Yeah.
We'll be there. Luckily, they're going to let us go through the houses and everything, but we're there signing autographs and taking pictures with people and meeting whoever wants to come up and meet with us. That's going to be, I believe they have one at 7 and one at 9. One at 7 and one at 9:30. And people can just come up, get in line.
Yeah.
They're going to tell them at the park, like in the little park guide, where we'll be and all that stuff.
Would
it'll be a good time.
Be allowed to take pictures and all?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to participate in this?
This is our, probably, I think this is our second year. Last year we did the same thing.
Okay.
And it just kind of goes hand in hand, I think. You know, Ghost Hunters, we have a pretty big hand in Halloween. We do a live Halloween event and all kinds of stuff, and we sort of fit real nice with that, the Halloween Horror Nights crew and just what they're offering.
We love Halloween.
Have you done it with any other Halloween festivities or attractions?
Yes. Yep. We've done Halloween Horror Nights before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there as a patron, but also last year, Tango and I did a signing there as well, and we do a couple of the haunted attractions across the country, but Universal is the only one that we sort of make sure that we can do, you know.
Yeah,
kind of like become kids again.
Okay.
And what's your favorite part about doing Halloween Horror Nights, meeting with the fans, the atmosphere? Does anything really stand out?
It's probably all of it, honestly, but I mean, I love the haunted attractions. That's my favorite part, like seeing what's new. Like, they always come up with new stuff, and it's just really exciting for me.
I like myself the ambiance, being there. They have all the lights off. It's dark. There may be some red lights here and there, and they make sure you can see, obviously, but It's not like, you know, when the park is in full swing and all the lights are on, and you just sort of feel like you're in a completely different place. You know, it literally goes from a theme park to a haunted Halloween sort of park. And, I mean, that's my, to me, I love being outside in the dark, love being in dark places, love.
Remember the creepy music?
The whole time. I love crazy
it.
Music playing. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, if you like Halloween, if anybody who likes Halloween, I mean, this is sort of like your playground.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Don't be shy, guys. Any other...
Oh, we're good.
Hello? Any other things that we like about the resort? Is that there about Halloween Horror Nights?
Well, another one is the actors, to be honest with you. I mean, they go all out. Like, they're in full character, and they come up to you, and, like, they're creepy as anything, and it's really, I mean, they're professional.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right there, because just going to them since I was a kid, you know, every year, go to as many as I can if I have the time, and I've never seen, you know, sets like this at a haunted attraction, never seen the costumes. You know, for instance, you may go to a haunted attraction and they have a demon, you know, with some makeup on, but you go to Universal Studios and it's a demon with, the deer legs and the huge horns, and he's just looks like he's alive right in front of you,
the
and
voice,
he's got the
everything.
Chest with the pecs and the voice, and yeah, it's crazy.
It's also familiar that there is a legendary truth house this year, which is kind of paranormal activity. Do you guys know the Spirit Seekers? Have you guys ever heard of them before? That are kind of brought a machine there that kind of gathers the spirits?
Spirit Seekers? Is that a paranormal group? Is that what?
Yes. They're in the legendary truth house where they were investigating an estate. And have you guys heard of those guys before?
Yeah, it's
no.
part of the theme of the house. That's the theme that they're there to investigate the activity.
Oh, they're actors. They're actors.
Right.
Okay. Oh, no, I didn't know that they were doing that. It's cool.
Yeah, one of our haunted houses this year is called Legendary Truth, and it's based off of this group called the Spirit Seekers who are investigating kind of this haunted house. And then they come across some ghosts and some other normal stuff. So
awesome! That sounds really cool. But
yeah,
yeah, yep. So it's a made-up team, right?
Yeah, it's a made-up.
Oh, okay, so yeah, we wouldn't have heard of them.
Is there one house out of the ones you've heard of that you're most interested in seeing, or like has the theme got you excited since it's the 20 years, you know, and Universal's really, really going all out? So is that kind of really, you know, whetted your anticipation for the event?
Yeah, I'm excited for Zombiegeddon myself. I'm a big zombie fan. And, this year they're going to let you actually... you know, meet the person who's been behind this guy Fear, you know, meet the, you know, what's the terror behind all of the fright. And I think that's pretty cool. I mean, he's sort of been in hiding the whole time. People finally get to meet him face to face.
Yeah, I liked the Wolfman last year. That was one of my favorites. I just like all the old stuff, you know, all the old horror classics and stuff like that, to see it in you know, real life. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. That was amazing.
Just seeing him, like, jump around above you, you know? Like,
yeah.
Shooting down,
I don't think they have the Universal Monsters this year, like last year.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, this year's all Zombiegeddon, the Catacombs, Havoc, the Psycho.
Wow, keep changing. That's awesome. Keep you on your toes.
Yep. I hear a lot of buzz, actually. People emailing me telling me I have to go through the orphanage. So I'll have to look out for that, the orphanage. Yeah. Seems like that may be a favorite of people.
And do you guys, because I kind of like, I'm a Halloween crazy person, and I kind of classify houses into like jump scare, you know, dark and strobes and that, and then special effects, which Legendary Truth is very much high-tech special effects. Do you guys have a favorite of one or the other, you know, the old school versus the new high-tech things?
I like the high-tech, you know. What are, like, they're always, you know, you guys are always trying to, like, do new things and, you know, go over the top. And I love to see, like, what's new and, like, the clever ways they pull things off. And it's like illusions, you know, and I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the new stuff is definitely really cool. I remember last year they had some effects where you think you're just looking into a mirror and all of a sudden there's, you know, a person there screaming in your face and a lot of the cool effects that, you know, up until now, they've sort of just relied on actors and animatronics and, you know, pneumatic systems to run things. But with this high-tech stuff now, it's just amazing. You know, animatronics are awesome, but you hear the machine, you hear the sound of the air being pressed out, and it sort of takes away some of the scare of it. But with the high-tech stuff, you know, it's just there, and it's all electronic, and you're just submersed in it, and it's pretty amazing.
Hello, any other questions out there, guys? About the show Ghost Hunters? I have kind of a fun question for you, Steve and Dave. How do you guys go about, like, decorating for Halloween? Like, come and visit our event, and then, you know, your stars of the series Ghost Hunters, like, do you incorporate anything you see into your, like, Halloween decorations, or?
Steve brings it with him.
Yeah, I do, actually. I bring Halloween decorations with me on the road because we haven't been, at least I haven't been home for Halloween in 6 years. We always do, like, a live show, and it's that whole week, you know, from, you know, October 20th to the 31st or whatever, where we do a live show. And so we haven't been home for Halloween. I haven't decorated my house for Halloween in, like, 5 years, but I bring it all on the road with me. Like right now I have a pumpkin in my hotel room and it's just different Halloween stuff. And last year I had a lightning machine in my hotel room and like stuff hanging on the walls and a fake tree in the corner. And yeah.
It was funny just going into the room and all of a sudden there's a lightning storm going on.
I know. I should have charged admission, I'll be honest. No, I'm just kidding. But it's cool just to go in your room. It makes you feel like you're you know, not celebrating, but if I didn't do that, it would never feel like Halloween. It would just feel like,
right.
You know, because I'm in, you know, I'll be in Orlando, so, you know, to me, Halloween is fall and cold, crisp, and that sort of thing, but going to Halloween Horror Nights will help me, you know, remember that it's Halloween and put me in that spirit.
Absolutely. Like the epitome. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
You guys always go out and investigate, and, you know, complete dark and everything. Do you have any fears? Anything that, like, really scares you? Like, from investigations to, like, you know, coming to these haunted events?
Well, squatters, probably. People who might be there. You know, like, homeless people. Or animals. Things that could actually attack you. But that hasn't really happened, but that is a fear. You never know.
Well, we're doing the live show this year. If you remember, we were investigating the first time we went there. Someone got clubbed, got crowbarred in the basement. Yeah, he just ran up, his hands all jacked up and bloody. And some squatter in the basement of this place attacked him with a crowbar, jacked him up. I'm sort of afraid of spiders. Not sort of. I definitely am afraid of spiders. Pretty big phobia, so I try to stay away from spiders. But as far as the ghost stuff, I don't think it scares either one of us, really.
No, that's what we want. It's kind of like that adrenaline rush that we love. It's one of the reasons we're in it, you know?
Yep.
So with the spiders, then, will you be heading over to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and checking out, there's an interesting spider section in the Forbidden Journey ride.
Oh, my goodness. I am absolutely
I know. I without a doubt, am checking out The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. I can't wait. I've been hearing about it for months and months, and you know, Tango and I are lucky enough to run into some of the cast members of Harry Potter for every once in a while. And Tango, if you remember Tom Felton, he was beside himself about The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. He was like,
absolutely,
"You won't believe it! The sets, they all look real. It looks like we're on the movie set. It's awesome."
Yeah, him excited is pretty cool, you know. About it.
I know, if he's excited, you know, if Draco Malfoy is excited about it, then everyone else should be pretty excited about it.
Absolutely.
And I will check out the spider part, too.
You're going to bring, like, a spear or, like, a flamethrower with you?
I don't know. I'm hoping they're fake, like, fake
ones. Big can of Raid.
Electronic or something, yeah. Big can. I'll just stomp them all. Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit, like, about what you guys are working on right now, like, outside of your appearance at Halloween Horror Nights this Thursday? Like, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, right now we're in Philadelphia, and we're investigating a place out here that we've been trying to go to for quite some time. It's a big, supposedly haunted asylum, and that's really exciting for us. I love Philly, and I love any time we're in a place like that. I mean, you're in a building that hasn't been used for years and years and years, and it's all falling apart and decrepit, and you're looking at...
They left everything there.
Yeah, they left everything there, like the beds are there and the old stretchers, and they have a shock therapy room, and that, to me, is amazing. And we're there, so that's pretty fun. That's where we are right now. I can't tell you the name of it, unfortunately, but we're there.
You'll see it, though.
I know. But we're excited for Halloween Horror Nights. Like, just last week, Tango's like, "Man, you're a little stressed lately." He's like, "You need to get to Halloween Horror Nights." And I'm like, "Dave, you're right. That's what I need. I need that. We're going there for work. You know, we'll be signing and meeting people and stuff. But for that hour or two that they let us go through the houses and stuff, we're just so excited for that.
Yeah. It'll be a nice peak impression for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, the Psycho Scarpy house might remind you of what you're investigating right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it. Psychotherapy? Jeez.
Be fun.
Are there any other questions, guys?
Yeah, I got a question. Online and, you know, various TV shows, and everyone you know, likes to debunk and, you know, try and call you guys out on what you do. You know, South Park. I just wonder how y'all deal with the criticism, and, you know, I know it's what you do, it's what you love, and, you know, people, you know, always call people out for just because they can. I just wonder how y'all deal with that kind of stuff.
It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, it bothers me in the respect that, you know, if they knew what was real, you know, if they saw the show unedited, we would have none of that mail, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or any of that feedback. But in the very beginning, even before the very first episode of season one aired, Sci-Fi literally said to us, like, I remember having a conversation with them directly, just being like, "All right, now, don't read any message boards, don't listen to any of your emails, don't pay attention to anything, you know, on the Sci-Fi website, like, you know, don't watch the videos people are going to post on YouTube." Like, they literally gave us a whole, and they told us there right in the beginning. I said, "Other paranormal groups are going to be so jealous, they're just going to talk crap about you guys.
No matter what.
You know, no matter what." They said, "Nobody's going to believe any evidence you find." And I don't blame them. Like, I would watch shows like this when I was a kid and just be like, "Oh, I don't know if that can be real," you know, but they can say whatever they want. It doesn't bother me at all. It's just, don't think about it. Sci-Fi warned me in the beginning, and ever since then, I've never read the negative stuff. You know, we still get to 3 million viewers every time, so I guess we'll just pay attention to them, and not the negative people. Yeah,
it'll drive you crazy if you start reading that stuff. That happened to me, and I had to stop. And you get, you know, like, you just want to answer everyone, but you just can't do that, you know. I mean, we catch what we catch. You put it out there, and that's it, you know. What you see is what you get.
Yeah. And we definitely, people say disproving, debunking, but they seem to forget the people who brought that to the forefront. I was there before, during, and after the whole movement of let's disprove things first, and it was 100% without a doubt TAPS, the team that pioneered that. So all these people trying to disprove and debunk and that sort of thing, they should really be thanking us and not sort of attacking us, because, yeah, it's a whole new mindset. I mean, literally, not to sound crazy, but we changed the entire landscape of the field. And I was there for it all. I mean, I investigated 10 years before we had the show, and I would see how people are doing, what groups are talking about. I was all over the country still networking and going to workshops, and there was no let's disprove. Everybody thought everything was a ghost. They really did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came out, and it was still everybody thought everything was a ghost until our show took off, sort of, and now everybody tries to disprove first.
It's great to see that, too. You see, like, these new
it's awesome to see that. It really is,
right.
But now they attack us when
right.
they claim,
cool.
you know, okay, I guess they could do it much better, I suppose. I don't know.
Right.
But,
is there, like, a favorite place that you guys, I mean, you seem to investigate a lot of places. Like, is there, like, one particular place that stands out for, you know, being the spookiest or just being your favorite or...
Probably one of my favorite places is during the second season when I first joined the group. It was we went to Ireland, probably the Lepp Castle, and it was just like a whole nother feeling there. You go inside and just activity everywhere. It was just awesome. I really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, Steve, you hate when I say this, you know, about me going to Ireland because you wish you were there, but. I mean,
yeah.
Someday, Steve, you should go. You have to go. It's just so crazy, the castles over there and stuff. It's awesome.
I'd love to. I really would. I, myself, I like doing residences and things because we get to actually help families, whether we disprove it or find something. We get to educate them and help them, and they're always scared or, you know, concerned in some respect until we get there and investigate. But I really love the asylums, you know, like Waverly Hills and the hospitals we do and the old prisons, just anywhere where you can just soak up a tremendous amount of history. And, if 20,000 people died at one location, you have a pretty good chance of, you know, experiencing something or at least the possibility is heightened where other places may not have such tragedy and trauma. It's unfortunate that other people's tragedy is what, you know, gives us our kick for this stuff. But without their tragedy and their passing, that's the only way we sort of are able to experience those things.
And sometimes you never know. Like, we'll go to a place that there was no traumatic event, and all of a sudden we get all this crazy stuff, you know,
yep.
which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Is there a place that you wish you could investigate but haven't been able to yet?
Yeah, actually, we've tried. We want to investigate Universal Studios, the one in Los Angeles, I believe, but they turned us down for some reason. Something about which doesn't make sense because they own our show. but they weren't into it for some reason, but they have some pretty intense activity. I'd love to get into the White House. There's only been one or two presidents that claim to not have seen something. Egypt would
be
amazing.
What's that? The White House, man. How cool would that be?
The White House would be amazing. Imagine that. Holy cow.
Seeing Abe Lincoln?
Yeah, see Abe Lincoln walking by. Holy. Jeez.
That'd be
I also think the Holocaust Museum at Washington, D.C., I would love to be able to investigate a few places.
For me, I'd say I've always wanted to go to the Paris Opera House, into the catacombs underneath it. I'm a big fan of the opera fan, and a lot of the story is somewhat based on some true events that supposedly happened. so it's like shrouded in mystery, and I would love to go down there into the catacombs, you know, the torture chambers and stuff like that. I've always wanted to do that, and someday I will. I know I will, but not yet.
Cool. Are there any other questions, guys?
You should be able to get the catacombs this year at Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they do have... That's right. I was the other day. I went on and was reading about all the new stuff they have. And what the catacombs? What part of the which house is that in the catacombs?
One of the sprung tents, like the middle one. There's Hielo Piest is in the parade building. Then there's two sprung tents, and I believe catacombs is the middle sprung.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a I remember catacombs, something about Black Death, and it's not a scare zone, right? It's inside one of the actual houses, because that's what...
It's inside. It's very old school. They have the masks with, you know, because they had to stuff them with the stuff so they wouldn't be overwhelmed by the smell, and you've got, like, all those, you know, doctors and things leaping out. Very dark, very, very disorienting, very, very old school, but probably actually my favorite this year.
Oh, great. I can't wait. Thank you.
Awesome.
You're like, I'm there, right?
I know, I'm definitely there. I love it. And you guys, they're still doing the Bill and Ted's, right? I saw that like 6 or 7 years ago, and it was awesome. It was great.
Yeah, Bill and Ted is back this year.
Yep, so fun.
So, yeah.
You may even see them come out. They actually came out this year. I don't know if they always do for photos and to meet people afterwards.
Oh, yeah, get out of here. That would be
really?
Cool.
That's awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Cool. All right, any other questions, guys? No? Okay, well, you know you can catch Steve and Dave at Halloween Horror Nights this Thursday, which is going to be a lot of fun. They'll be signing autographs, and then they'll be touring the event. So.
Yeah. Miss, do you know where exactly that is, like where we're signing, so we could
yeah,
point people
gonna
in that direction?
Yeah, it's the same place that you signed last year in
okay.
That area called Battery Park. Which is
okay.
Right across from Mel's Drive-In, so yeah.
Across from Mel's Drive-In. All right.
So, yeah.
Can't wait to see everyone. Be awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Be amazing.
It's going to be fun. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining the call.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much,
right.
Dave, for taking the time to do this.
No problem. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks. Nice to talk to you guys.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.